Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. Today, Nick and I talk about how to squelch an improv heckler using nothing but energy and love. But first, we talk about what it took to locate that heckler among 300 audience members in a dark theater in the middle of a scene. It's not always easy being an improv host, but it's always interesting. Check it out. Sometimes I do sideways talking, where I'm not really talking, but I'm talking. It's like I'm putting thoughts out, but I'm hoping that you're thinking they're coming from somewhere else. So I just kind of turn my head a little bit while I'm talking.
All right.
Sometimes
right.
I can't even. Can you even hear that in the microphone?
Of course I can.
You know that every time I do a sound check on my computer, it's a song. Every single time.
I often sing. Yeah, to get it going.
Is there a specific cleared. Song that you
No, I am leaning into the memory forgetting thing and just kind of making up words to songs.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. But to other songs that already exist.
Yeah.
That's what I was known for among my friends. Any song that would come out that they loved, I would shred the lyrics and they would laugh their butts off. Mind you, that was my only discernible skill at the time, but it made them laugh. And I could imitate things. I used to be a good mimic. I used to be able to do impressions of people and things. I can't do it anymore, though.
So would you also, in terms of the song, sing it in a different style or is a different voice?
You know something? Usually not.
Okay.
I think I was just changing the lyrics.
Yeah.
I was changing the attitude maybe a little bit.
I was
bit.
Doing Wonderwall the other day and I was trying to do it like it wasn't Counting Crows. Who's that deep voice guy? That one band that was like,
Eddie Vedder.
It could have been a little bit Eddie Vedder.
Pilots or
You're my Wonderwall. You know, something like that. Today was going to be the day that I took it all back to you. Somehow I should have somehow realized that I had to do that other thing that wasn't that thing, and then I did it too. About you now. I don't know the words.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. That's all it takes. And that's you know something? That's a great song.
Yeah.
So you take that and making it into anything is beautiful. I just loved watching you transform. You were like in there. You were doing it. You were living it. Guess what? I get on stage with people who do it just to original music. Played by our buddy Ryan. Ryan was on stage with us on Saturday night and it blows my mind how simply they can jump into these things.
Yep.
And I think you might have an aptitude for that.
It is so that the music part was always the scariest thing to me because it's just so much, it feels so much faster.
Yeah.
Like if you're just on stage, you can kind of take a dramatic pause and think about what you're going to say next. But if you have to sing,
it's forced on the pipeline.
You must do it. Yeah.
And then you learn to vocalize and to find
those
spaces.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so
with practice, it would
be
fine.
But Emily is the killer on that one.
So good.
The best.
So
okay,
good.
So we're doing a column scene on Saturday night. In the column scene, we invite two audience members up on stage, each to take a microphone. And then the players do a scene. And at certain points in the scene, they pause and they invite the people with the microphones to fill in the blanks. Well, while this was happening, somebody in the very back row, I didn't know it was the back row at first, starts yelling out, screaming out obnoxious things every time they pause for the people on stage to offer something. And everyone in the audience is like looking around to see where this is coming from. The players on stage are not acknowledging it. They're just carrying on. And so now I got to go up into the middle of the audience, in the middle of the scene. And the whole audience is watching me, of course. And I got to stand in the middle of the audience and do this little Kevin Costner bodyguard thing where I close my eyes and listen for the next sound so I can snap and look in that direction. And it's coming literally from the very last row. There's only one guy in that last row. And he's got a do-rag on and he's got a surgical mask over his face, and I walk up to him and I lean in and I say, "Hey man, I love your energy, but I want that energy between the scenes, not during them. All right, is that clear?" And he goes, "You got it, man." And I went back down on stage, didn't hear another word from him for the rest of the show, which was beautiful. And then he did about 10 minutes before the end of the show, he stumbled pretty hard, stumbled down the center aisle and out the door. So he was all alone. I felt I wasn't looking to get anybody in trouble or throw anybody out, but I had to stop that noise.
Yeah.
So going up there and the players were like, "What did you do? What did you say to him?" And I told them what I said to them. And they're like, "Aw, that was so nice. And it's like, I'm an ambassador of the organization and of the show. I want the people who show up in my audience to have a good time. He was yelling stuff out and he was being a doofus, right? But once the rules were made clear and once he was identified, it worked out fine. It was good, though, because you have that little sociology you have to practice every once in a while. There and in the green room when you're hosting, you know, just to keep it together. But it was interesting because it didn't ruin anything in the show except for disturb just, you know, a second of the scene.
Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. I think it's pretty remarkable that after 4 years of talking with Bob and doing the show, that's the only time I can remember him bringing up a bad guest at SAC Comedy Lab. Which leads me to believe that, like me, most people are fascinated and entranced by the performers on the stage there. Who has time to heckle when something so amazing is going on? Oh, and if you want me to come sing at your next event, let me know. Have a great day.